squat them in clear water.
Rinse them. Okay. Dry them.
So after she washes them, then she
rinses them.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
Dishcloth.
And to bathe your face with, you have a
bath cloth.
And to dry yourself with?
Towel.
Say if you were going to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a, you know, something that...
I know what it is, but I can't call it.
Funnel.
Okay. A little while ago, you mentioned a barrel. You know the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoop.
What's that?
Hoop.
Okay. What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg. Got one over yonder. You see it? I've got it. Shellac. Go ahead and look at it. Mm-hmm. Huh. Nail keg.
Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Sure.
How would you get the water out of it? Did you have a thing you could turn? Or?
Well, a long time ago, people would buy a vinegar barrel. It would have a faucet on it, turned on, and get the water out that way. Okay. Otherwise, if it didn't have a faucet on it, you stuck the bucket in the top and pulled it out of the bottom.
Uh-huh. A vinegar barrel?
Vinegar barrel. Or it used to be a kind of a soda pop that they buy in barrels. Like we have a Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have a spout on it.
Uh-huh. What about something you have out in your yard to turn the water on?
Fountain. I mean, hydrant.
Okay. And at the sink?
Still a hydrant, I guess. No. Faucet.
Okay. And if you wanted to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a clothes?
Basket.
And if the lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new?
Bulb.
Okay. And say if you bought some apples at the store, the grocer would put them in a
paper bag.
And what about the kind of bag or sack that feed used to come in?
Burlap.
Okay. What did you used to call that, though?
Corn sack.
Okay. Any other name? Did you ever hear croaker sack?
Yes, croaker sack.
Toe sack?
Toe sack.
Which?
Same thing.
Uh-huh. Which
toe sack or croaker sack, either one. Same.
Which did you used to call it? Do you?
Corn sack, mostly.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
bug switch, cow whip.
Okay. What was a cow whip like?
It's larger than a buggy whip. It's plaited with leather.
Uh-huh.
It's, starts off about this big at the body, and
about
it just narrows,
inch.
Narrows
it's
on,
flat. It's
narrows right. On down to real swishy on the end.
Uh-huh.
It's narrow and narrow as you plait it. The longer you plait it, well, you narrow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave a little swish of your material hanging off.
Uh-huh.
Pop it, and it'd pop like a firecracker.
Say someone had a didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he had a
half load.
Okay. And if you opened up a bottle and then wanted to close it back up so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a
cork.
And this is something that people used to play. You'd blow on it and it'd go like this.
French art.
Okay. What about something that'd go like that?
Juice art.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the piece between the horses?
Tongue.